Speaking of the arts, I'm Bill Hutchison, sitting in for Mary Charlotte Fridays this month. With me, as always, your friend and mine, Robert Knott.
Oh, that's a nice way to put that.
That's how I've been saying it all week. I thought of that one night before we were about to go on.
What are you talking about? I tuned in 2 days ago, and it was Mary Charlotte talking. Was that a pre-taped show?
I must have been. I mean, no, she's doing it live from Bali. Are we allowed to lie on public radio?
Well, aren't you doing it every day?
No, I'm just doing it on Fridays. It's just you and I on
Fridays. Oh, no wonder.
Don't admit that you're not listening to KSFR 24/7. It makes me unhappy.
Yikes. My apologies.
That's what I'm saying. What's going on in Santa Fe this weekend?
The Thirsty Ear Festival, Paso Tiempo cover story, Samantha Crane and the Midnight Shivers are among the guests. Take a look at our coverage.
Great photograph on the cover. Samantha Crane, the lead singer of this group, just a great, uncomfortable picture.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, you're right. They look like either we've accused them of something or they're accusing us of it. And Bella Fleck is among the guests as the Eve's Movie Ranch starts today for the weekend. There's all sorts of financial deals in terms of getting in. So take a look at our coverage, which starts on page 26 of the Paso Tiempo. It's good stuff. Exciting music weekend. I haven't paid attention to the weather, so I'm not sure what the prognosis is, but hopefully it's not going to rain.
I think it's Cross Your Fingers weekend.
Okay, good. It's the second, it's the continuation of the Sculpture, Objects, and Functional Art Fair, a.k.a. SOFA, at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center on Marcy Street. More than 30 dealers, including a good number of New Mexicans, are taking part in SOFA West. It runs from noon to 6 today, Saturday, Sunday. You can see art, you can see artists working, demonstrations, you can take in lectures, you can enjoy a Santa Fe Opera-related event on Saturday night, and there's gallery walks sponsored by the Santa Fe Gallery Association. Best thing to do is check out sofaexpo.com or, here comes a phone number, 1-800-563-7632. I'm just recovering from 2 days of a bad cold. Actually, it took me out of work yesterday and part of Wednesday, so that's why my voice is a bit.
The nice thing about radio is that you cannot see the mounting mountain of Kleenexes that Robert is accumulating on the table here with us.
I hate it, because then when I try to do, like, impersonations and stuff, it doesn't work. I was hoping you and I could sing Don't Fence Me In today. We may have to put that off.
Even brought the lyrics, but it'll give me another week to practice.
Yeah, let's do it next week. Next week, we will sing Don't Fence Me In together.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Anyway.
And you have an excellent article this week in Paso Tiempo with David Sedaris, who's just hands down one of my favorite contemporary essayists.
I'm glad you said essayist and not humorist, although he is very funny because he speaks of real things that are kind of sad.
He does. Sometimes they're just heart-wrenching.
I know.
He's my favorite road trip companion. And, boy, you start laughing, and then just as soon after, you've got your own mounting mountain of Kleenexes because you're a little weepy.
You do, and he talks about that. It was a really terrific interview because I didn't just want it to try to be funny for me or him, and it worked out really well. He was incredibly gracious, and he did something that in the 10 years this time around that I've worked for Paso Tiempo, and I worked for them before for 3 years in the early 90s, that's never happened. After the interview ran, he was in a hotel in New York. Apparently, he got my address somehow, and he sent me a postcard that day that arrived 3 days later, before this article ran, just saying how much he enjoyed the interview and asking me a couple questions, and really classy. I mean, he's a writer, so
yeah.
I understand. So it was great, and guess what? He's at Collected Works, the new Collected Works.
Very exciting, and check out the new space.
202 Galisteo Street. He's there 6 o'clock Thursday night. I'm going to swing by, say hi, get a book signed.
And I'm just going out on a limb. It's David Sedaris. Get there a little early, otherwise you're going to be outside peering in, I suspect, wishing that you could see him.
That's a good idea. Everybody wants
to come and see him.
Yeah, it's a great new improved store. I went down there this week to return the book that they loaned me because I didn't have the copy of this one, believe it or not. And I do return books when people give them to me. It's a great, and Dorothy Macy showed me around the store. And they're having a soft opening tonight, which they haven't publicized, but they said I could mention it. So I think you can go by tonight. I hope I get the time right at 6 o'clock. I think they're going to have some light music, light entertainment. Go check out the store.
Give them a call at 988-4226.
That's better because I think she may have told me 4 o'clock, but music starts at 6.
Dorothy's right now writing you a postcard that's not as nice as David Sedaris.
Yikes. No, she wouldn't do that. She's a nice lady.
She's a dear.
So anyway, David Sedaris, please go if you like his work, and I do. Pretty good stuff. Also, check out the book page. We have a little thing about an event happening at Garcia Street Books, which is an interesting book called Ask Me About My Divorce. I wrote up a little blurb about that in today's PASA. 2 p.m. Saturday, June 13th, Garcia Street Book. Some of the participants, Mary Charlotte being one of them, although she will not be there because she's out of the country, will be on hand Saturday at 2 o'clock for this collection of essays. I got to admit, it's you should pick it up and read it if you've gone through or going to go through this event.
At another of our fantastic independent Santa Fe bookstores.
Also, a couple of book reviews in there today by Mary Austin in the American West, which is Susan Goodman and Carl Dawson's book, and Gringolandia. And also, I did a fun little book about Bigfoot, Anatomy of a Beast, Obsession, Myth, and the Trail of Bigfoot. And it's well worth reading that book. It's terrific, whether you believe or don't believe. It's a great little...
I think when you don't believe, it's even more fascinating, because there are people who do heartily believe in Bigfoot and other cryptozoological creatures. And that, to me, is much more fascinating than the idea that they're alive, that we want so desperately
that's
to
want
them
there. That's what this book is about.
There.
That's what's amazing about this book, that we want that Bigfoot to be out there.
We need that mystery. We need not to know everything.
Why do you think I spend Thursday nights watching these Discovery Channel programs, and then I come on here and she gives me grief? She's like, last night so-and-so was at the Lenzer speaking articulately about the powers of eradication or something.
And you say, yes, that may be so, but there was a special on the Yeti, and I can tell you a lot about it.
You're absolutely right. Between that and those live cop shows where they're chasing the guys at 80 miles an hour, you ever watch those?
I'm always afraid I'm going to see my little brother on there.
I know, and I like
not
that
on the side of the badge.
Oh, no. I always like that show with Danny Bonaducci, too, where the stupid criminals. Have you watched that?
Never seen it.
Oh, they get these people that used to be celebrities, like what's her name, Tanya Harding, and Danny Bonaducci, and Todd Bridges, and they comment on these stupid caught on video criminals, and they're hilarious.
This is the kind of stuff that makes me realize we need places like our first guest, Site Santa Fe, to get us out of that sometimes. But boy, there's sometimes trash is just exactly what you want.
It is what you want. I grew up with trash, so why would I not like it? That didn't sound good. Zane Bennett Contemporary Art has Holly Roberts, Anomalous Tales, and Mark de Suvero, Sculpture, Drawings, Prints. Also Denise Yagmourian, Yaghmourian, Outside the Box. Interesting pieces. Doug Fairfield wrote a piece on this in today's Pasa Tiempo, so take a look. There's about 40 gallery openings. You can check out the Pasa Tiempo calendar to see exactly what's going on. Pam Beach is our calendar editor. She used to be the receptionist in New Mexico, by the way, so she's the one you should contact. Page 68, there's like 40 gallery openings. So
going to keep you busy this weekend.
It will.
Our KSFR's own Lauren Camp has an open studio on June 14th, which, speaking of my little brother, that's his birthday. Happy birthday, little brother. If you are interested in checking out the magnificent and spectacular Lauren Camp, and see her studio space from 2 to 5 on Sunday the 14th. Give her a call at 474-7943. That's on 25 Teresa Lane if you're a Google mapper.
Pretty good. Happy birthday to your brother.
He says thanks.
Remind me how many brothers you have, 6?
Just one.
I thought it seems like 6.
Just one now. Took a long time to take care of the other 5.
Yikes. Heidi Lowen, Porcelain Gallery, has a gallery reception for SOFA, 5 to 8 tonight. Also 9 to noon Sunday. Lots of parking, so she says, 315 Johnson Street near the O'Keefe Museum.
That tells you something about Santa Fe, when a draw for your opening. I mean, Heidi Lowen, looking at this lovely postcard, which our radio listeners cannot see, it's a beautiful piece, but it tells you something about our town when a draw is lots of parking.
I know. Taste of Los Alamos, you know anything about it?
Very little.
It's an international soup food festival up the hill. 2 to 5 Saturday, Fuller Lodge. You've got to pay to get in. If you're 5 or under, it's free. There's going to be sample foods by local international community members, music from around the world. Experience the beauty of various ethnic art and traditional dance. So, interesting. Interested in getting tickets, call 470-1675. It is a fundraising event for the Los Alamos Relay for Life in conjunction with UNM LA ESL Department.
So you had me at international food.
And then the open house, the open studio over at Santa Fe Art Institute, still hanging out there on the College of Santa Fe campus, 5:30 Thursday. They're going to have a number of artists, including a playwright, Tim Braun, Joy Davis, painter, David Groff, poet, performance arts, filmmaker, sculptor. They're going to have, like, I think 10 artists for their open studio tours, and that's Thursday at 5:30. Refreshments will be served. It's free. SFAI is on the backside of the College of Santa Fe campus.
We went to the Laurie Anderson benefit on Monday for Santa Fe Art Institute and saw our dear friend Diane Karp and learned, talked a little more about their uncertain future being on the College of Santa Fe campus. And I just have to say, after these years in Santa Fe Art Institute is really one of our premier organizations. They're doing just incredible and lovely work. Go out and see them, just in case, God forbid, they don't get to stay there.
Pretty good. I don't always like to plug commercial events, but if they're tied into art, I'll go for it. So Goler, G-O-L-E-R.
Goler.
Goler, thanks.
You bet.
On Palace. They're having an event that benefits fine arts for children and teens, and that's always been a great organization run by Julia Bergen, executive director, but with an incredible staff of paid and unpaid volunteers. Fine arts for children and teens helps create art opportunities, art programs, art making workshops for young people, which I think is great, as you know. Anyway, they're teaming up with, how do you pronounce this shoe store?
Goler.
Yeah.
Rhymes with go there.
11 to 4, Saturday. They're announcing Style Your Soul, S-O-L-E. Benefits fine arts for children and teens. And
cute. Do you get it? It's like your foot, your soul.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
I guess they're hoping that you'll buy a pair of shoes and then some of the money goes to FACT. So, again, not always big on these sort of things, but if it's helping an arts organization, I'll go for it. Which reminds me, New Mexico School for the Arts is providing summer master classes in Santa Fe with world-renowned performing and visual arts teachers.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. Neither you or I are on that list, by the way.
Nope, not anywhere near it. In fact, I think we were on the list that said, do not allow in-building.
Correct. June 20th, I'm giving you a week's notice, 1 to 4 o'clock at the NDI Dance Barns. This includes visual art, dancing, music, Joel fan in that situation, theater. With Richard Kind, Improv for Theater. The master class fee is not expensive. It's not bad. Interested, call Annika Graham at 467-7852 or Google New Mexico School for the Arts and find out more information. It looks like a really exciting program, and any young people that want to take master classes should do this. Again, it's 1 to 4 next Saturday.
I remember when I was a kid in high school and went to these writing intensives in the summer, and it totally changed my life. When you're a creatively minded person and you're a kid and somebody says, look, this is totally valid, and not only is it valid, I want to encourage you and teach you how to be fantastic and disciplined and work really hard. What a moment that is. What a transformative moment.
I still remember some of my teachers in my early grades. I was going to be a visual artist, and I still have some of the pieces I drew back then. I thought I was going to be a cartoonist or something. And I used to draw things all the time, and I was encouraged by a lot of my teachers, and I was really happy with that. Until I drew a piece when I was 8 years old about two women taking a bath together. And my older sister said, show me this. And I showed it to her, and then she told my parents, and I got yelled at, and then everybody was furious with me that I was doing this sort of thing. So
it's weird how easy it is to be discouraged in those moments.
I know. What is it about that? And my older sister, I never forgave her for that.
And then you just sort of became a verbal cartoonist of sorts.
That's a good way. You just made me feel better. Thank
good.
You.
I'm glad. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Read Craig Smith's interesting piece on the Franken Circuit.
That looks fantastic.
It does
look
fantastic.
I was glad to have them on this morning.
Santa Fe Complex, 632 Agrafria Street. 7 to 11 Saturday night. Got to pay to get in, 216-7652.
We've got a lot of good art in this town, but sometimes we get things that are really weird, and I think it behooves us to go see those weird things at least as often, if not more, as we go see the easy art.
That's a good way to put it. Go check it out. It's going to be live music, spoken word, visual art. Check out Craig Smith's very good piece, page 48 of the Pasta Tiempo. It looks like a fun Saturday night. Movies, the new version of The Taking of Pelham 123 opens today. I'm going to go see it to review it. I saw the old one last night on DVD while I was home recovering.
I just watched that the other day. We watched it through Netflix in anticipation of not wanting to see this remake. I thought I'd revisit the old
one. Yeah, I'll be curious to see if they come even close, if they try to do something totally new, if they stay true to the original. I checked their running times. They're both very similar running times, so hopefully they haven't overplayed it. Jim Jarmusch's new film's here, The Limits of Control. It's not getting much.
That's
getting
weird
press.
Fascinating. But all I've seen is the trailer.
I know.
It completely intrigued me.
It's getting really offbeat reviews. It's sneaking into the Regal de Vargas. We didn't get any notice on it. I'll probably go try to catch it this week.
It's often a good sign when people don't know what to make of a movie.
CCA is showing Steve McQueen, not the old movie actor who died, co-writer, director, his interesting look at the 1981 hunger strike by IRA member Bobby Sands in the movie Hunger. Our reviewer, Bob Benziger, thinks it's pretty darn good. He gave it 3.5 chilies. It's at CCA, 1050 Old Santa Fe Trail. You could also go see Tyson at Regal de Vargas. Jonathan Richards thought that was pretty darn good. James Toback's documentary about Mike Tyson. There's a number of good movies. A nice little documentary called The Money Fix I really liked. playing at the Santa Fe Film Festival at the Jean Cocteau today and Saturday with filmmaker Alan Rosenblatt on hand.
Since the economy kind of freaked out and crashed, I've been fascinated with economics, and I want to see this because you realize if you think about it too much, which is very easy and very dangerous to do, that it's completely imaginary. That this whole idea, this whole trauma is based on something that isn't really a real thing.
It isn't
in
real
any
at
way.
All. You should see. I'm glad you brought that up because we talked about this last week. You should go see the movie. It's at the Jean Cocteau. Check out the Passatiempo movie listings to see exactly what we're talking about. Also, we got some wonderful letters to the editor about our review of The Flying Star. Have you eaten there yet?
No, I've eaten at the one in Albuquerque, but not here.
When I go to eat places and I say nice things about them on the radio, they don't give me anything, and I don't want them to give me anything. It really makes me uncomfortable. I say it because I really like going there. So I still have breakfast a couple of times a week at Tia Sofia's because I love going there, and they don't give me anything, and they better not. But if I go somewhere and I don't like it, I'll say so. And I know the Flying Star's been around a long time, and they're new to Santa Fe, but it was an incredibly mediocre meal. And our reviewer gave it a mediocre rating, so we've taken a few reviews, letters about it. But also one reader wrote in saying thanks for the review. I've eaten in the one in Albuquerque near downtown. It's not bad, but maybe they'll get their stuff
Let's
together.
Let's hope they get it up to speed. It's never easy to open in a new town.
I guess not. Santa Fe Opera Backstage Tours. Want to see what an aria is like from the inside? Costume shop, prop shop, production areas, 9 o'clock every morning. It ain't too expensive to get in. 6 to 17 years old, free. 986-5900. Tonight, 8 o'clock, Playhouse. I hope to be there unless this heavy cold brings me down again. I may go home early today. Reading of Ron Bluberg's new play, Defamation of Character. Q&A follows.
Have you seen the script yet?
A witty writer. I have not. Also, James Koskinas' one-person show, Even If Mountains Burn, set in South Vietnam, 8 o'clock, Rail Yard Performance Center. I got one phone call from someone who saw it, who said it was really incredible. So that's a one-person show at the Rail Yard, runs through the weekend. Red Thread's bringing back their original play, The Fire and the Rose. It's actually a compilation of poetry and prose, but it's a piece they did when the company opened. They're doing it as a staged reading at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, 8 o'clock tonight. And 455-1200. And Moving People Dance has a mixed repertoire, 8 o'clock tonight at the Lenzic. We have a little mixed media on that, today's Passatiempo. So quite a few theater events through the weekend, as well as Sofa and Thirsty Ear. Hey, what time is it?
It's 8:52. No, it's 8:53. Let's take a moment for what I like to call speaking of the ARFs. I just made that up last night. It's a big adoption event. Believe it or not, I'm not hustling the shelter this time, although we will be there. The Companion Animal Alliance of Northern New Mexico. You will appreciate this, Robert. The event is called Get Your Licks on Route 66. It's a Route 66 cross-country adoption tour. Should be very cool. This Sunday, June 14th, 11 to 4, in the San Ysidro Plaza. For those of you don't know, that's next to Lowe's. All of the, a bunch of the members of the Companion Animal Alliance will be there with the animals who need homes this weekend.
I'm all for that. Nonetheless, I'm going to be mad at one of my dogs. You know my two dogs.
I do. I know them well.
Rio and Jemmy.
Yes.
Jemmy's a sweetheart. She smiles. Have you ever seen a dog smile like Jemmy?
Wonderful.
She's got like a smile like a really friendly.
She's the only one who smiles like she does. She
right.
has a winning smile.
She's been barking at the moon even when there's no moon, like every 45 minutes at night. She's driving me nuts. Smiling, wagging her rear end. She's been sleepy outside now. She wants to go outside and sleep.
What do you think that's about?
Well, there could be stuff happening in my life that I don't want to go into right here, but nothing to do with doggy abuse. I don't know what it's got to do with. But she's driving me nuts, and so I've got these knockout pills I give her. So I start thinking to myself, what if I'm having trouble sleeping? What if I took a dog knockout pill? Now, before I tell you the rest of my story, what would happen if I took one?
All I can say is that I'm not a veterinarian, and I cannot endorse taking veterinary drugs for people. However, off the record, let me turn off the mic here. Oh, yeah, take as many as you want, just see what happens. Okay, let me turn the mic back
on. Well, like dog food, it doesn't taste good, but nonetheless. Hold on, I'm going to cough. Thanks. Jemmy's a sweetheart, and I love her, but she's been just wanting to sleep outside, barking at nothing, and I can tell the neighbor's upset because the lights go on. So then, you know, what do you do? You start screaming. What are you doing? Stop yelling. Meanwhile, Rio, who's the great watchdog, he's like, what are you doing, sis? There's nothing out there. I know what's going on. Just get back to bed here. Would you stop clowning? He's like the young guy that's like, I'll take care of everything. He's like the big bulldog in those old
You don't even have to worry about it.
like the Warner Brothers dogs that has like the turtleneck and the
little
music
other
plays.
One that's sort of leaping over him back and forth.
And then the kitty cat gets on him and he purrs when he does his he's kneading the puppy dog's
making
back.
Biscuits.
Yeah, that's like real. Anyway, my dogs are beautiful, and I adopted them both through the shelter, and I encourage people to do whatever they need to do to help doggies here and kitties here. What time is it?
You got to keep talking. It's 8:55.
Well, I'm trying to talk, but there's oh, the Swami Beyondananda. He's coming back to town, 7 o'clock on the 13th at the National Education Association office on Butolph Road, 699-0023.
This exhibition that's happening at the Palace of the Governor's New Mexico History Museum. I tend to go in for contemporary art more, but these old photographs of Santa Fe and New Mexico, they're kind of amazing. You see these landmarks, these places that you've been a million times if you grew up here, but 100 or 125 years removed, and it's something special. Go see this. There's a photograph in the Pasa this week, Corpus Christi procession around 1888. But go check out this exhibition, Through the Lens, Creating Santa Fe. It's on 120 Lincoln Avenue. Of course, all kinds of amazing things to look at if you are a fan of our humble mountain town.
And if you're looking at the Pasatiempo, we have a new one-page special visual arts section called Exhibitionism.
I like this. It's like the short attention span page.
Right, and now we have four or five images from galleries that are opening new events. It takes the place at ongoing at the galleries, so pay attention to that, visual arts galleries. If you have a show that's opening, get some art into the Pasatiempo, and our visual arts writer, Doug Fairfield, will work with our editors and hopefully tell people what's happening every week. And I love the title, too, Exhibitionism.
It's very nice.
Except I don't like dreams where I wake up in my underwear with no clothes on. What's that about?
Oh, Lord. It's about terrifying vulnerability. I have a few of those dreams from time to time. I don't like them.
And you're never like a beautiful woman or somebody you want to be with nude.
No. I'm always me, but slightly worse. And I don't have all that good a self-image to begin with.
I know.
So it never
feels
good.
And you're like,
good.
It's a ridiculous situation. How do I get in this with no clothes on?
Because I make very, very sure that's not a situation I find myself in the waking world.
I know. How do you think I feel?
Terrifying.
It's crazy. Saturday, we've got the Handsome Furs playing at Corazon on Guadalupe Street.
I've never heard the Handsome Furs, but I like the band name.
Me too.
I can be persuaded to go see a band based solely on the name.
It's at 9 o'clock. There's a lot of stuff happening out of town. You can go on down to Madrid if you like and see the Johnson's and Madrid Gallery Celebration of the Earth group show.
Coming up on June 25th on Thursday. I know that's a week away, but people should put it on their calendars. Ant, the gay comedian, hits the stage, says Pasatiempo, 7:30. That'll be at the New Mexico Museum of Art. You can get info, as always, 988-1234.
This time flies. What's the story about? I guess if we take 5 minutes talking about trash TV, we go a lot quicker.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
All right, so next week's my last week doing this with you for a while. I'm going to take vacation.
Which means we definitely have to sing.
And we'll sing Don't Fence Me In. And I'm hoping I'll make it through the day. Maybe I'll only do a half day today, so.
Cross my fingers for you.
Read Pasatiempo.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks.